Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Metal Cough! It is the Friday after Thanksgiving, as far as you're concerned. This podcast, full disclosure, recorded before Thanksgiving.
I'm recording on Friday.
Oh, is it Friday? Oh, that's right.
I'm full, guy. I'm full.
I'd forgotten. The Raiders, I mean, to beat the Cowboys by 3 scores, did not see that coming.
Yeah, I mean, you just knew eventually when you try as hard as Dan Campbell, you were bound to get a win. And, you know, who could have ever thought that the Bills would slide this far down, guy? I thought they were a shoe-in to be at minimum in the AFC Championship game. Now they're fighting for their playoff lives.
I think they might. Are we sure that Brian Daboll's getting a job? I mean, he might get a job after he gets fired.
I saw Josh Allen talk with Carissa, and he talked about his playlist. And he used soothing songs. Sinatra, Elvis. And it actually made a lot of sense. He liked to be just in a state of calm before the game. Well, it's not working.
So no, it's not working.
7 picks on Thanksgiving. Who would have thought?
Yeah.
NFL record.
I mean, Jared Goff eating the turkey leg, that was pretty,
didn't see that coming. Yeah.
No.
Out, you know, off of Dan Campbell's ass as he bent over to make fun of the league.
Was he Lizzo? all right. Hey, by the way, as you listen or watch this right now, however you're consuming this, if you're listening, it's in the description. If you're watching, it's in the description. Or you can just use your little thumbs there and go to nokidhungry.org/ham and donate to our campaign, fundraising campaign, in our quest to raise $25,000 in the next, 4.5 weeks, basically, is what we have to do this. So the heat is on. There is urgency here, John, and we need your help.
Yes, we do. NoKidHungry.org/ham. We're in for 10K. We raise another 7K with our partners. We'll get an update next week where we're at. Obviously, this is a busy week, Thanksgiving, but you know we're going to hammer this home leading into the holidays. Hanukkah. Kwanzaa December?
Hanukkah starts on Sunday. Sneaky early Hanukkah start.
Whoa, didn't see that one coming. And then Christmas, not for, another month. But
mom's going to go shopping for those socks early.
So you're telling me that Hanukkah has in its back pocket the ability to start in November? I thought it was like grandfathered in the month of December.
No, we flexed. We flexed to the Sunday.
It's a rotator?
Well, there's a different calendar it's working off of, you know?
Yeah, that's true. You guys, different calendar over in Israel?
Different calendar. I think we're in we're almost to the 6,000s.
Oh yeah, I mean you started fast, right?
Started early, yeah.
Yeah. So we're playing catch up over here, guy. So yeah, I mean happy Hanukkah. NoKidHungry.org/ham. Go donate. Yeah.
1 in 6 kids at risk of going hungry in America. And in the state of California, that's where all these funds will go. In the state of California, No Kid Hungry has granted over $12.5 million basically since March 2020, so last year and a half or so, which is a huge amount of money. But they got to keep it going because a lot of people need it. They've got all kinds of great tools for families and communities and kids and teens that need to find food, food finders on the website to tell them where the nearest meals are. But they need money to get these meals. $1 is about 10 meals. It means $50 is about 500 meals. So do that math, what $25,000 could be. So We're getting close to give back. So we're up over 17,000, as John said, but let's keep this thing rolling. We appreciate it. In the Thanksgiving spirit, the holiday spirit, we would love your help.
Yes, we would.
All right. We're sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Speaking of, I mean, there you go. That bottle looked like it only had enough vodka for one night, but it lasted 8 nights, John. 8 nights.
8 crazy nights.
For that holiday
nights,
bottle
maybe.
Of Tito's.
Our friends at Tito's sponsor the YouTube page, the podcast, and obviously just hold a special place in our heart. I'm sure we had many Tito's on Thursday and probably again on Friday and then potentially over the weekend. So send us your pictures, Twitter, Instagram. You guys know the drill.
Tito's number one vodka in America. End of the show today. Again, we will do Shave It or Save It. So by the way, send us photos of your receding, balding hairlines and we will give you our expert opinion. You're not obligated to do what we tell you to do. We're just here. Consider us your friends, here to help you and put your picture on the internet. Yeah. So, and ridicule you with love, but not really ridicule you, just here to help. So also we'll get to that coming up. We did the first one, back on Tuesday and it was a hit. So, we'll keep it rolling on today's show. All right.
What do you think I should do?
I say grow it. There's an episode of Seinfeld where Elaine is dating a bald guy and then he decides, you know what? I'm going to grow my hair out. He's bald by choice, not by nature, but he's been shaving his head so long that when he tries to grow it back, it doesn't grow back. Costanza gives him a famous speech like, you've got 6 months max.
did Netflix just gain the rights to Seinfeld? Because I watched an episode last night.
I think it was, yeah. And it actually looks a lot better than it than like watching on TBS or something.
Yeah, definitely looked a little crisper on my TV for sure.
All right, John. So it's time now. We have hit 10 locks in a row. The ham lock of the week started at $300 total, $150 each. We're up near $5,000. I'm not going to lie. I don't want to get ahead of ourselves. I don't know if you've had this thought. I have had the thought, how much money will be in there by the time we get to the Super Bowl, and what are we going to do? But we got. I want to keep it rolling. There's a long way to go. But, you know, do we get to a point where we do something irresponsible?
Take a ham vacation?
Yeah. So what are we going to do this week? Ham lock of the week, trying to make it 11 in a row. We're actually, we talked about this. We're going to start in
college. What if we bought like a van, you know, like they did in Dumb and Dumber, the doggy van, and they just throw that around? We just did something like that. We just got like a used van. We painted it, Haber Middlecoff podcast, and we just paid someone to drive it around.
What I would love.
Gas costs are high, though. That would be it.
You can park it somewhere. Park it. Cut out one side, make it glass, and just have it rolling down the highway while we do the show.
Not crazy.
In the van.
Not crazy.
Yeah.
Would there be rules about we got to have seatbelts on when we're doing it, you know?
I don't think any. I think that in terms of rules getting enforced in 2021, that one might be 9 million and 90 millionth.
True. Well, they got some rules they need to enforce.
They got some other things they're working on.
You see, our Nordstrom's down the street from me went
oh
under attack.
God.
Calculated attack by these guys. One car didn't make it out.
One car. They caught the one.
Yeah, 25 cars blocked it off. And one guy didn't make it.
All right. Well, that's the price of...
a little scary. I mean, you know, there's a lot of friends. I walk right there. Could be... Keep your head on a swivel right now.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, so we decide we're gonna go lock in the we're gonna do a Saturday college lock and a Sunday parlay. Sundays are for the parlays, so we're going BYU -7 against USC on Saturday night, John. What's that gonna? What does that potentially do for us?
I think it was -105, so 500 pays 575. We're just basically shorting the Trojans, who have been pretty terrible, right?
Yeah.
Who are just in shambles, who Chip Kelly, I mean, felt like could have scored 150 points against. Like, that was... It's hard to have a low moment. Like, it's like, this is a new low. Well, when you have an interim coach, it's all low, so there's not, like, a new low. If Clay Helton had, like, survived and been coaching all season, I'd be like, yeah, that's the low. But it's hard for me to say the low when the interim coach... But that was pretty embarrassing. What was the final score? 66 to, like, 32?
Most score, 66 or 62, most points ever scored by UCLA in the rivalry against USC.
Technically, I mean, I guess it was a USC home game, but
yeah, 13,000.
Those games, I've been to it before. I went to it actually when it was Mora versus Lane, and I didn't have sideline passes, but I snuck on the sideline. It was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
At the Rose Bowl. Yeah.
It's just a beautiful game.
At the Rose Bowl, I would recommend going if they're both good, which we might be a little while away from that, but it's a cool
Pete
event.
Carroll's going to get him there. Dorian Thompson-Robinson threw two interceptions on his first two throws for UCLA and then accounted for 6 touchdowns after that. So
probably the highlight of his career, right? Batter beating LSU.
Yeah, I mean, SC actually got back in that game. They got it. They had a chance to make it a one score, a 2-point. They missed. It was 9, and they gave a kickoff return for a touchdown. As you know, John, I'm big on special teams. Not so much. You're big. You are. If we were coaching football, we'd be co-special teams coaches. You'd be in charge of the trick plays. I'd be in charge of blocking up the returns.
Yeah. You don't
big special teams
guys. You don't want to give an opening. You get opening, they get exposed.
You know what? Is there any podcast that brands itself as the podcast for special teams?
Well, special teams fakes. That's special teams fakes.
Well, I know, but I start thinking like, I just feel like special teams is the third phase, and yet it's underrated. It's under Very. Special teams is underserved, and we should only interview special teams coaches from here on out.
I'd say McAfee's built a career of being a special teamer.
That's true. Now that I think about it, one of the largest shows in sports media is a special team show. So good point.
Unique, I would say, personality for sure. I don't know if like Adam Vinatieri or Seabass. You know, I was going to say Mel Tucker, Justin Tucker. You know, you have to have a pretty special personality. He acts more like a DB.
Yeah, but I also think he represents something that special teams coaches have, is that they're all kind of just nuts.
Yeah, he does.
In a good way. Like, in a way that's fun. So, anyway, okay.
He was pretty good. I mean, he was a good punter. That was part of it.
Yeah, yeah. I just always love talking to the coaches. In my experience around college football, some coaches really like talking about special teams. And I always actually find those conversations, just hearing coaches who really care about special teams, really interesting.
It's usually tough guys, right? Like, I bet Kyle Whittingham, does he like special teams?
Kyle Whittingham, Justin Wilcox love special teams.
Defensive guys like it. Or offensive line coaches. Pat Hill loved them.
I think there's something to be said
for it. It is a point where if you're tougher and smarter, you can really take advantage of teams, right?
Yeah. And I think it represents somebody who is detail-oriented. Although you'd argue Kyle Shanahan's detail-oriented and hates talking about special teams or watching
Sometimes I think offensive coordinators, Andy's not a big special teams guy.
No.
That's why he pays
They just want the ball. Just give me the ball. Just give me the ball wherever. Just whatever. Take a touchback. That's what they want.
I think it was... what was that guy's name for Utah? The sweet special teamer that took the punt to the house? Covey? That guy's pretty
cool. Britton
Covey. Yeah, that guy was sweet.
I think he can come back for his eighth year?
Seventh? Is he like Taysom Hill
next year? Taysom, what do you mean? Is he like Taysom?
I just mean like, what position does a guy even play?
Receiver, just like slot receiver.
Does he play on offense?
Yeah, oh yeah. He's been playing for Utah for... Truly, like 6 years.
Maybe I undersold him. So if he goes to the NFL, he would try out for receiver.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
But he just happens to be 29.
He's a
years
returner,
old.
Receiver. Yeah. Father of them.
That punt return was pretty cool. That punt return was pretty cool.
It was one of the coolest because the camera started
shaking.
That
was the game.
Right before the half, they do a thing with him because he's so old that he has a gray beard he puts on in the locker room and they celebrate after the game.
What's his first name?
Britton Covey. Britt. I'm not sure how he spells it.
Yeah, it's like Great Britain.
Yeah. So he'll put on like this gray beard and jump on a locker and dance in the locker room after their post game. Utah's post game locker room after they beat Oregon was pretty awesome. It was pretty awesome.
His grandfather, Stephen Covey, authored the bestseller 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
Yeah.
His brother Steven played football at BYU. This guy's got to be a pretty high-level human being.
He's
right?
Extremely high. Yeah, he's a really impressive guy. Yeah.
And
he can run. He's a good football player. He's tough as shit. I mean, he's taken a ton of hits in his career. All right. Saturday's parlay. What does this look like? Let's see if we can follow along.
Well, we went... Okay, BYU went Sunday parlay, NFL.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you.
And you have it up?
Yep.
So we went... I think the Colts, I don't know if you've checked this out, but I'm going to recommend the Hard Knocks mid-season. It's got a little different flavor to it because one thing you realize that can wear you out in Hard Knocks is like the guys that you've never heard of that are trying to make the team. Guy, do you know what happens mid-season? That doesn't exist. The team's the team, right? You just talk.
Probably
you
know, a lot less of like going to somebody's house while they.
Well, you know whose house you go to? Like Carson Wentz's. Or you just go to the star, or Jonathan. You follow Jonathan Taylor, Michael Pittman, or DeForest Buckner, or Darius Leonard, or the head coach. It's just much, much more football. And there were some clips at practice of them just doing some stuff. Frank kind of motivating. It's not great, but it's way better than the regular season, than the preseason one.
Is it
HBO Max? Same format.
Would you say it's as good? Like the Colts have put out like little videos in season stuff like this before around the draft. I guess they've done it probably more so. Same type, you say, about as good as that stuff has been?
It's probably a little more hard-knocky with the player that way. We didn't get as much Ballard in the first. We just got him talking to the running back coach about Jonathan Taylor, who, you know, have you seen the numbers that guy's putting up right now?
Yeah.
It's pretty nuts. I would imagine this episode coming up, based off their win in Buffalo, they also don't spend that much time in the games, because I was like, are they just going to start through all the losses? So they just went right to like their 3-5. And then they had a huge game in San Francisco, and it just happened fast. It's good. It's way better than the last couple seasons of the fall. So I recommend that. And that, again, could be living in the Hard Knocks bubble, but I went Colts +3. Got to be one of the hottest teams in the league. I mean, guy, they started 1-4, now they're 6-5.
Against the Bucs.
Who look a little off.
But I also think we have to be careful in the NFL
risky
this year. You know,
but it's,
I would say like
in
the
Indy.
Bills.
In Indy.
Yeah, games in Indy. I mean, it's just it's as simple as it's a good team getting 3 points at home, a team that we think is good. I agree with you. I like Indy. Pittsburgh +4.5 against the Bengals. This was almost just our straight up lock. I think we both agreed the Vikings +3 is good value, but we weren't going to bet that game because we weren't going to bet that game. But I think if we're going to take one of the, if you're looking for just a game, probably out of this group, Steelers +4.5 would be that game against the Bengals, right?
Well, it's good for business if the Niners lose, and I don't want to be actively rooting against them to win, or I want them to win. So
bad for business if they lose, you're saying?
Yeah, it's bad for business if they lose, and I don't want to be rooting for the Vikings to beat them and then be kind of mad if the Niners also won. So it's like, I just want to root for them to win, and then I'll root for points.
Yeah. So we'll go over 49 Vikings and Niners. So that's $100 to pay 600 is what that is, 6-1 on that parlay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're doing.
Yes.
I don't know if we make it. Now, remember, we have not been counting the parlays in the streak. So what we really need for the streak to get it to 11 in a row is BYU to cover 7 against USC.
Yep.
But I like this. I like this over 49.
If BYU wins, guy, we basically win immediately $400, and we'll just see what happens. It's all gravy on Sunday.
Yeah, literally.
It'd be awesome if we could get to the Niner game, right? That means the two morning games both cover, and then we just need points in the Niners. Like,
that is the key of the parlay. It's not that you win it necessarily, but just that it doesn't get killed in like the first game. You know?
Exactly. You just get to the last spot.
Which, you know, Carson could throw 3 picks.
Possible, yeah. Even though he's been pretty a lot better at not turning the ball over. They had a pretty funny...
I don't know if he's been better or just he hasn't, the ball hasn't been picked off. But he's been a little better, I guess.
Yeah.
I told you a couple weeks ago I watched him and he did some incredibly... He did a left-handed throw and a backhanded throw.
He does crazy shit, for sure.
So I think he's gotten a little lucky, is what I'm saying. But
yeah, he benefits from... They hand the ball off a lot to a guy that has like 75 touchdowns right now.
So... I thought this would be a good time to update this going into, you know, the weekend after Thanksgiving. Things a little looser. This is a little less of a structured podcast. But we were talking, you said to me before the pod, like, do you think, we were joking, you said, do you think Pete Carroll will finish the season or just take the USC job next week? And it led me to say, I think Jamal Adams is going to go down as one of the worst trades in NFL history. The NFL draft order as it stands today, just for fun. Now, this is before the... Here's the order before the Lions have won on Thanksgiving, John. Lions 1, Jags 2.
They even if they won, the Jags have 2 wins, so they would
true.
Still be the number one
They'd
overall
still be
team.
There. Well, after, since they won. Jags at 2, Jets at 3, Texans at 4, Giants at 5, Giants at 6, Jets again at 7. So that Jamal Adams... One of the Jamal Adams picks is right now the 7th pick.
You're telling me the Jets and Giants both have multiple picks in the top 7? That's pretty
how much?
Nuts.
Yeah. That's insane. So that was the, there's your update. Eagles at 8.
Falcons at 9. Not the Eagles. That's not the Eagles pick, though, is it? That's Miami.
No, it's Miami's pick. But just the Jets and Giants. This Jamal Adams trade is, you know, when you do a big trade, like we'll see in time if the Trey Lance deal was good or not. When it deals this bad, this fast, it's pretty bad.
What trade is better? The Eagles went from 6 to 12 because they knew they were going to wanted a receiver, and they knew Jamar Chase wouldn't be there, but they still thought they could get Devontae later. They had Devontae over Jalen Waddle. Dolphins ended up getting Jalen Waddle at 6, but they ended up getting Devontae Smith anyway at 10 because they traded up a third-round pick, but they ended up getting the extra first-round pick. Or the Jets, obviously Jamal hated them and just was a pretty overrated player. You're right. The trade for a safety that can't cover, now, where to
for
me
a team
it's
that
not
a safety away.
But I will say this, the saving grace of the whole thing is they gave him like $35 million guaranteed. If he had just played a position where he was an overrated player and they had to give him like 80 or 90, the money they basically gave George Kittle's contract. So that's, but you're right, the picks are the picks. But luckily they're not stuck on this contract for like 4 years.
They say you're not supposed to give out multiple URLs in one ad, but for a great cause, you do it. Today's show is brought to you by Manscaped. Did you know? One man every hour, every day, is diagnosed with testicular cancer. In fact, testicular cancer is the most common form of cancer among men age 15 to 35. I did not know that. April is National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, and Manscaped is donating $50,000 to the Testicular Cancer Society. You can visit manscaped.com/TCS to learn how to check yourself for early signs of cancer. And of course, use the code HAM for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. With this in mind, you can perform simple routine self-checks at home while enjoying the Manscaped products like the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. If you don't like making a mess, it's great because this thing is waterproof. Shave in the shower, shave in the ocean, shave in the hotel. Code HAM at manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping. Oh, the places ground beef from ButcherBox can take you. Ground beef is absolutely the go-to item in my freezer. Why? Because at a moment's notice, you're making bolognese, you're making enchiladas, you're making chili, you're making meatloaf, you're making hamburger patties, and we are entering hamburger patty season. I've been telling you about ButcherBox for years. High quality cuts of meat, amazing value. Find high quality seafood as well that you can trust, delivered right to your doorstep with free shipping always. Today, ButcherBox is giving you, the listener, free ground beef for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Just use my link, butcherbox.com/ham, and use the code HAM to get free ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/ham. Code HAM. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app because it's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action. While you watch your favorite players in sports, you just pick more or less on two or more player stats, and then the fun is on. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball to hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. It's really simple to play. You make your picks, submit an entry in less than 60 seconds. I'll do it at halftime of a basketball game. And I also have some season-long more or less picks on MLB homers. You may remember, I've got less on Ohtani homers this year. We'll see. And at halftime of your next NBA blowout game, just jump on and go, Steph Curry more than 11 points in the second half. It'll change the game for you. Download the Prize Picks app and use the code HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Have I told you recently about our good friends at Game Time? Here's the deal. Go to your smartphone. Go to your iPad. Download a little app called Game Time, the fastest growing ticketing app in America. You can go to any event, sporting events, college or pro, concerts, comedy shows. Just download that Game Time app. You want to go to a Giants game? Bob Melvin back in the Bay Area. Matt Chapman, Blake Snell, they've loaded up the squad. If you want to go watch the Giants play, Steph Curry making a little playoff run. Concerts all summer long. Want to go watch something at Chase Center? Want to go watch something wherever you live? A concert, get outside, enjoy yourself. Use the promo code HAM for $20 off. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code HAM for your first purchase for $20 off your first pair of tickets.
I got to tell you about the Eufy video lock. I've spent years trying to upgrade my security system at the house. with one of those big name companies, that, I'll be honest, sucks. I got the Eufy Video Lock, and it's an automatic improvement. That's Eufy, E-U-F-Y, Video Lock. It's easy to install, just a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling required. And now I've got the keyless entry. I always go for walks. I don't want to take keys. I hate stuff in my pockets. I go without the keys. The fingerprint recognition lets me in less than 1 second. There's no monthly fees. You have your recordings locally. You never have to pay for storage. I love knowing that doorbell ring was just a delivery. I don't have to jump up and get it. Or if I'm out of town, I can look, I can see the landing in front of the door and tell the neighbor, hey, do you mind swinging by and picking up something? I love the 3-in-1 video smart lock from Eufy, and you will too. So search Eufy Video Lock, E-U-F-Y Video Lock, or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, I think the
it's a great trade.
Right now, I think the reason I like the Eagles trade is because I know who they got in the trade, right? They got Devontae.
You see the highlight last week? He made a sweet catch. He makes a highlight catch like every week. He's been
Have you
awesome.
Seen the Jalen Hurts stat that's been going around? The Jalen Hurts is – somebody DM'd this to me.
Well, like 4 straight games, 50 yards rushing, Eagle record I saw. They are just running like – if you just watch the Eagles – and you didn't know what college football or NFL football looked like, they do just look like an Oklahoma, like they're just, or even Lamar Jackson Ravens. I mean, they are just
well, that was
the
thing. It was a Lamar Jackson comp. It was like Jalen, however many games he's played versus however many games at that
he's
point
not as fast
career, Lamar.
As Lamar, but he is a elite runner.
Yeah.
Eagles are a little thicker. Good. Yeah. They just love him in the building.
To me, he's an under control. He's really under control, you know?
His main issue is just, which is not a great main issue to have as a quarterback. He can just be a little inaccurate sometimes.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have a hook. Like, Lamar is a strong arm. Lamar probably throws, in the baseball analogy, like 94, 95. Jalen throws like 90. You know, so it's his arm power, and they got some speed demons. It's not really their, you know.
But that's okay. I mean, like, what does Tannehill throw?
92,
yeah. But the problem is Tannehill can't take anything off.
And he's not as dynamic of a runner as Hurts.
No.
Tannehill. So, yeah.
Tannehill doesn't throw with touch. He just throws it.
How about Sirianni? You know, everyone thought they were going to win like 2 games. He's already at 5. He could get to 8. That's a pretty good season, right?
I mean, does your boy Howie get a lifetime extension if Sirianni turns out to be a good coach? A guy who was on nobody else's radar? If Sirianni's just solid for a couple years and gets an extension?
Yeah. He seems pretty likable to me. Everyone crushed him after the press conference.
He seems unfazed by the media there because he's pretty outgoing. Now, it takes time. Like, you can get beaten down over time, right?
He's very optimistic. He's more Doug is too, yeah.
But Sirianni feels a little more high energy. But anyway, there's your draft order right now.
Where are the Niners?
In the third round. What do you mean?
Yeah, it's true.
They'll be given the 32nd pickup, John.
Listen, having 2 picks in the top 10, you would sign up for that any given year if you were not going to get fired that during the football season, right? Because that typically means you have a shitty team. Listen, you don't need to be Mel Kiper or, you know, fucking Les Snead here. It's pretty clearly a down year for elite prospects. Like, you just watch, like, there are no Adrian Petersons out there. There's no, like, Devin White's out there. Quarterback class is terrible. It doesn't feel like there's, like, you know, there's Joe Thomas, Tyron Smith. Listen, the guy is a talented player, and I was impressed against Utah. He plays the run. But one knock I've heard on Thibodeau is that, you know, unlike Myles Garrett and Chase Young, for example, he is much slimmer down low, small waist. again, people like him and he's going to go top one or two, but he's not, I don't think, viewed at, like, you're just getting compared the last 5 years.
You don't
years.
View him as a generational pass rusher. Right.
Well,
No.
That's not, they just don't view the body size as the same. You know, it's just a little different body type. It just gives you some concern. He's a little smaller down there.
Gotcha.
They think he's a good pass rusher.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a productive player. I think he's got a really high floor. And
when you I think when you draft a guy number one overall, can you get Myles Garrett? And you know that, he's probably the highest end of greatness, right?
Yeah. What if you get a more consistent Jadeveon Clowney?
Yeah, I mean, I think you could live with that. Who's tough and likes football? I think one of the knocks on Clowney is that he didn't like football that much. Does kid like football?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's just a high level. I mean, he doesn't have to be playing. He got hurt. Remember, he has played hurt many times this year. Just not 100%. And he plays his ass off. I think the stat against Cal, 22 snaps. This is back when he wasn't 100%. 22 snaps, 11 pressures, I think was the stat in that game. Pretty good. 50% pressure rate.
I'll say this, though. This is the year if Russell Wilson's going to blow it up, you better bet your ass, Roseman, with all these picks. And I would imagine whoever the Giants GM are going to be shooting the bullets at Seattle.
I think that's really interesting. Yeah.
I would not be shocked to see Russell Wilson on the Eagles or the Giants. Now, I have a hard time seeing him sign up to play for Joe Judge. I could see much more Sirianni. The Eagles would have more ammo to give. And you could sell them like, hey, guys, you're an hour away from New York. We'll buy you, Lurie will buy you a penthouse for $10 million.
Yeah. No,
Eagles
Russell,
are going to want him.
I think the Eagles will
Can you
want
trust
him.
Trust the Giants if you're him?
No, but the key is I can't, you know, he's been really good at picking his offensive coordinators. Has a great quarterback cycled through offensive coordinators like Russell Wilson? Seattle hates its offensive coordinators all the time. It's crazy.
I feel like Rodgers always begs for his guy not to get fired. Like, that's my quarterback coach. And then they fire him anyway. That's
I mean, seriously, like, think about the great quarterbacks. Like, we talked about this with head coaches, but obviously if you're having success as a coordinator, you get a head coaching job. But all Russell's guys get like run off. Has there been a single Russell OC that's gotten promoted?
Bevel, Schottenheimer, and this guy who they just signed from the Rams is in shambles.
Since when does being the offensive coordinator for an all-time great quarterback not make you a head coach?
I mean, it's basically the fastest path to getting quadrupling your income, right?
Just blamed for everything if it's Russ, though. It's the opposite.
I know, because always like, oh, they're not letting him cook. Oh, Pete. Oh, the offensive coordinator's a village idiot. Well, it's like everyone... Brett Favre got 17 coaches head jobs. Mahomes got 4, and he's been in the league for 3 years.
The Niners guys were all getting jobs, right? Montana Young.
Russell, you go there, you get
Montana
fired.
And Young were getting, like, quality control guys jobs.
Yeah, he produced 17 GMs. You go to Russell, it's like your career ends. It's like, yeah, he's toxic, can't even hire him in college. It's like, what?
I mean, seriously, has there ever been in the passing era?
This one is a good
quarterback, a kiss of death.
Yeah, I'd be scared. Sirianni, I'd think twice about that one. Hey, Howie, can we call Rodgers? You know,
it's pretty nuts.
He is. Yeah, I don't think he's the shoe-in to feel the compensation's a compensation. Like, if I'm John Schneider and I have no choice and I have to trade him, I'd be like, okay, Howie, I want all three of your ones this year. I want a one the following year and a throw in a two. That's like the minimum. It's like I'm trading you a 33, even though it's like, well, he's like you said, he's got some warts and some flaws. Now he had a year where he got hurt.
But it's like the used car market, John. What are my options right now?
People would buy used cars. If the Eagles
sticker.
Acquired Russell Wilson, what would the minimum first rounders you would say Seattle would return?
Minimum would be two if it included several other things, but I think it's at least three.
To me, you couldn't trade him for 2 ones, right?
Plus, it's how I mean, if you're the Seahawks, you're like, how do we give us 3 ones? At least. No, you couldn't trade him for 2 ones. I agree.
Would 3 ones and 2 twos still feel like, is this enough? Who's playing quarterback? Do we get Jalen back to hold us over for a couple years? Eagles would do that. Yeah.
Maybe it's a three. Maybe they add somebody else's quarterback.
Without hesitation, if he goes, Jimmy Garoppolo. Give us all three of your ones. That's the deal. Would the Eagles do that without even asking anyone?
I don't think they would hesitate.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Be risky, like you said. I'd say he's not the most. You're right. I mean, Matt Ryan got guys hired. Flacco. I mean, Eli. Russell's Russell's offensive coordinators not only lose their jobs, they are despised by the fan base, by the media. Like, no one respects them.
Well, the 12s hate they hate offensive coordinators. It's everybody's fault. It's always the offensive coordinator's fault. They hate them. It's crazy. You get buried.
Now, you can say, like, Bevel Schottenheimer, but this guy comes from the McVay tree where they all just have success, and this guy just sucks.
Speaking of which, Rams-Packers is on Sunday. Pretty good game. Really good game. 8-3, 7-3, LaFleur, McVay.
Stafford's played there probably, what do you think, minimum 8 times, right?
You know, that is a really interesting, like, if it's cold, he's used just to the it. Rams, what do they look like?
They lost there last year in the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they played him in the second round. They beat him.
I thought they beat Seattle.
Who'd the Packers? The Packers beat the Rams, is what I'm saying.
Right? In Green Bay.
In Green Bay, because then the Packers played Tampa.
Yeah.
The Rams beat Seattle, then they played. But his team was, you know, hurt Goff.
Afternoon slate's pretty good this Sunday, because it's Titans-Patriots, Chargers-Broncos, which, you know, would not be shocked if that's a close game. We thought about not betting on that game. Some good games. Just some good games. Steelers-Bengals, a good game. Bills-Saints, that's Thursday. Bucks-Colts. It's a good, actually, on paper, pretty good Sunday. Browns-Ravens, Sunday Night Football. Seahawks.
You're saying Monday Bucks-Colts is Sunday afternoon?
1 o'clock. Oh, no, I'm sorry. My bad. Looking at this all wrong. There are two afternoon. I've got this whole thing in Eastern time. There's three afternoon games. Chargers, Broncos, Rams, Packers, Niners, Vikings. Everything else in the morning.
You know what sucks is, like, I would like to watch Rams. I wish Rams, Packers. What's the Sunday night game?
I honestly would rather Rams, Packers be Sunday night than Ravens, Browns.
Completely agree. I wish we could put Ravens, Browns in the morning. I wish Rams, Packers would at night so I could watch that thing, and Minnesota Niners. I don't like those two games. Fox, I tweeted this out yesterday, the ratings. We've talked about this before. I would imagine, and there have been, like, you know, people have bought things that, you know, companies merge and shit works out. I mean, Instagram was bought for $1 billion. I'm sure it's now worth $50 billion. But whatever Fox paid for the rights to the NFC back in 93 when they hired John Madden, that has to just be, from just a pure business move, any industry, one of the great moves in the history of business. Because they didn't just get the NFC.
They got the Cowboys.
Brett Favre, the Cowboys, multiple Niners runs, the NFC East. The Packers then transitioned to Rodgers. I mean, it's just been, and they've had this decade run with Russell Wilson. The Rams now have had multiple iterations, you know, some of the greatest show on turf, and now again with McVay. Even the NFC, like the Bears for the most part, haven't lived up to the hype, and it hasn't even mattered.
Yeah. I know.
You just kind of take the South. You're like, hey, we don't even care about those four teams, right? It's the opposite in college football. Everyone would die for the SEC. In the NFL, you're like, we're really buying this for the Packers, the NFC West, and definitely the NFC East. We'll just take the South. But they've had their moments. The Saints.
The Saints have, I would say, have been probably valuable.
They carried the weight for a while. They played in a lot of big, feels like Aikman and Buck games. The NFC better than the AFC from a...
To me, like, I was thinking that the NFC feels more like Sunday Night Football, just better NFC matchups, primetime games. But, I mean, the AFC's got some knockdown dragouts, don't get me wrong, that I enjoy. Okay, so we started something the other day called Shave It or Save It. And it's very simple. It's very simple. You send us photos of your hair, and we help you decide whether you should, you know, do the unimaginable and cross over into the world of the bald, or keep fighting the good fight. Something that John's been through. I've seen it from the other side. We feel like we've got a lot of kind of experience here on both sides of things. And, you know, I feel like I can judge. John and I can both judge hair. John and I can both judge bald. The hard thing, I would imagine, is, you know, you've got a good bald head. You don't really know what you got. You know, you don't really know what's under the floor until you rip it up. So that's a challenge, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we've got some more submissions. So it's very easy. You just DM us on Instagram or Twitter. Send us some photos of you. The first one we did was really good. Actually, portrait mode works really well. And you know, if you can send like, I'd say like four at least pictures is perfect. We don't have four for the few we're going to look at today, John, but I think we've got a good number. So
let's check them out.
All right. Shave it or save it. Here we go. First up, we got Tyler, who said, save it or shave it, shave it or save it. My mind is set on continuing to fight the good fight, but I want to field the opinions of experts. So here's a great picture.
Christmas sweater on.
Christmas sweater and an adorable bulldog. Great looking dog.
You know that bulldogs don't live as long as normal dogs? Like they only live like a little less, like 7-8 years.
Do you know they're very stubborn animals?
I mean, it kind of makes sense with their name, right? You just think of bulldog, right? They just keep running power.
All right, John. So here we go. Tyler, we only got one shot of Tyler here from the, a frontal. This is a, anterior photo here. We don't have anything from the sides. We do not have a posterior photo. First thoughts.
I just think it's one thing we learned yesterday in our first shave it or save it. I don't think I can give you either way with it. This is just, it doesn't really tell me anything because I thought the guy who sent us the first ever picture, I thought he had incredible hair. And then you get the back shot. I have to see the emptiness or potentially no emptiness. If this, the only issue you have is a receding hairline, which you can see it goes back a little bit. I don't think it's that big a deal. As someone who never dealt with a receding hairline, my hair just fell out. The receding hairline, like, just keep rocking it until it completely goes. I would never shave my hair if I just had a receding hair.
Yeah, I guess part of the question here is, does he have, he has on the right, his right temple, that's starboard. Here's starboard. He's got the recede. On the left side, okay, port side, it's hard to tell because his hair flows to that side. So it's hard to tell. I would assume he's got an even kind of temple recession going on there.
I see what you're saying. You know what's kind of like, something like a Minute Maid Park? It's got that little extra action in the center field. He's just
That's
got a little
right.
extra
it
action.
Could
but
be
you're
deeper
right.
Deeper in that alley. Not all alleys are equal.
No.
Could be a deeper left center.
His only issue, it's a no-brainer. Just keep rocking.
Well, here's the thing I think he's got working for him. Now, thin hair on one hand can work against you. In his case, I think the fibers themselves are thin, but he's got a lot of roots. So where he has hair, you can't really see through. And the way thin hair actually works for you is it lays really nicely. It can lay really nicely. Yep. It gives you good flow. So, you know, I think he would, bald would work for him. Like one day it's going to happen. It looks like he's got a good head shape. Don't you think? Good temples.
Well, just based on his face, he looks like he's 6'1", you know, a 185, like in good shape. It wouldn't shock me if he doesn't have much body fat, you know, a guy that probably passes on dessert often. Just looks like he's in good shape. And when you're in good shape,
he's got skinny teeth to go with skinny all around.
Yeah, it's just skinny. It's easier to rock the just looks when you're skinny. You know,
good eyes, beautiful eyes too, really nice eyes.
Good facial structure.
I think bald would work for you, Tyler, but I don't think it's time yet.
No,
I don't think it's time yet. I think this works. It's a good look.
Save it. Yeah.
Good color to his hair, so I think he's in good shape. All right, John. Next up, we have B. We got two shots of B. We've got the anterior, and we've got the whatever the top is called. It also looks like B works at a place where there's, I don't know if he's at a, is he working at a bar maybe or something? We got a Suburban in the back. We got a lot of tanks. We're refilling some tanks.
Could be mafia, you know.
Again, we're missing the posterior here, but where do you want to start? You want to start at the top or the front?
Yeah, I mean, I think the top shows enough that I don't know if he has a bald spot in the pack. I think his issue to me looks more like receding hairline, and my philosophy is it's going to be consistent, guy. It's a core belief I have as an institution when it comes to, as a program, when it comes to hair. Reseed means keep. I do not shave for reseeding. I only shave huge bald spot in the back or follicle falling out. A reseed, especially even like that, looks good. It's fine.
I think the question is, do we do anything here on top in terms of this length that he's got going? Is this helping or hurting the power alleys? I'd say it's about 375 into the power alleys here. but it's even, right? This park has even dimensions, 305 down the corners, a short center field, which is good. You want a short center field in this case. So
he likes to put some gel in his hair. Yeah, I mean, I just rock.
Yeah, he's got a good curl.
Yeah,
I think he's got some style. B, we say ride with it.
Right. Yeah.
Same. I think he would clearly he could grow a beard very easily. I know this look. I have this, which is it's very thick. He's got a thick beard, especially around the goatee. So if you ever do shave it, B, I think you could go with the beard look if you wanted, or just the goatee. I think would work.
What about going back to the '80s and like a mustache?
Wouldn't want to cover that up. Yeah, he could get a really good Tom Selleck mustache going. I could tell.
Yeah, I think the look might be mustache. It looks like you're in your early mid thirties, maybe late thirties.
Yeah,
mustache.
No, mustache would be a good look. All right. Agreed. Yeah, we got two save it's. Although I have a feeling when we post this on social, 9 out of 10 people reply with shave it. So the people who are digging deep and putting themselves out there, we thank you. Okay. Next up, do you got a name on this DM by chance?
I think it's Ryan. Did I put it in the email? Let me double check here. Sent. Ryan. Yep. Ryan.
All right. Ryan. What's up, Ryan? Good to have you. We appreciate the photos. So here we go. We're looking at Ryan. Ryan also has thinner hair, right? Yep. Just the hair itself. We're looking at the top, John. I would call this the all 22 view. That's all 22 follicles that he's got. We've got a back. Actually, it's thinning, but there's no fully bald spot in the back. I would say this is similar to what you had going at one point.
I'd say it's very, very similar to my look. I didn't recede probably as much as him, but one attribute that he already is rocking that I think he has going for him and he should continue is just keep your hair short. This is not when you have this type thin going up top and a bald spot that's slowly going to, it's like in wartime, they're just going to try to keep taking over. They're going to kind of keep moving forward. They're headed for your
nose. Hold the ridge! Hold the ridge!
And they have, they have the higher ground. So there's not much you can do. Trust me, a lot of humans have been in your spot. If you keep it short, you can keep your hair for a while.
Are you considering this short?
I would say that's on the longer end of short. You can go shorter, but I think you have enough hair to rock for a while. Are you consider that short? Longer end of short?
I would consider it short-ish. When I think of short, I think of, like the length of hair you could use a clippers on, not a hand, like buzz almost.
Like a 4 or 5?
Yeah, which I think will be an option for did you say Ryan?
Ryan, yep.
For Ryan at some point here. And I do think Ryan probably has a pretty good, it looks like he's got a good skull. Again, we had this in the first one, strong eyebrows. So that'll help him. I think he's got a good skull. I mean, we're heading there. Like this is, we know where this
can
is
I,
going.
Can I, let me read you what Ryan sent with the pictures. Okay. I'm 6'3", so not a lot of people are looking down at my hairline. However, after I get out of the pool, shower, you can see the recession and a lot more. My hair is thin, flat as hell. Here's a kicker. And I would have guessed he would have been just let me show me the front picture. I feel I would have guessed he was like 28 to 30. He's 23. So he's a little younger. Now I can relate to that too. I've been there at a young age. It's a lot. So I'm only 23 and it feels like it gets worse by the day. My mom is a hairstylist, but she can't save these luscious locks. So,
which is hard for a mom.
I think his age brings up it's coming. And they have the higher ground. And if you've ever seen Lone Survivor, once they get surrounded, there's not much you can do. You are at a huge disadvantage. It took a miracle for Marcus Luttrell to survive. I think hair is very similar. There's modern medicine can't save this. When you're that young, I was the same age, and it's coming on like a fucking avalanche. So to me, the key is you just got to keep it short, guy. You just keep it really short until you eventually have to potentially shave off.
This is a shave for me, John, because of the age. I think, at 23 years old, he's coming into some prime living years.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to want.
Got a good beard, too.
Yeah. He's what's good about his beard is it doesn't grow all the way down to his chest hair like mine. It stops, which is key to a good beard. But I don't think if he's 23 now, I don't think he's going to want at 25, 26, 27 to be going through this then. I say do it now.
Great call.
You'll be able to, how long does it take you to get confident with it? I would say do it now. And then by the time, maybe in the next year or so, you're hitting your stride with your confidence and you're feeling good about it by 24, 25.
That's a fantastic call, guy. Because when I started shaving my head, I didn't bick it. I didn't bick it probably till 3 or 4 years in. Now I can't even think about, I don't even know if there's another option. You're right. There's no stopping this, as we said. So why not get ahead of it? You get really confident. Do you know what? At your age group with your friends, you're going to look immediately different than everyone else. I used to be that. Now more and more people are bald, right? But when I was in my 20s, there weren't many people that had a Jay Glazer fresh shave on the head, Michael Jordan look. Once you do it, chicks do dig. Just you wear what you got.
I think the key with anything is to own it, right?
When you say shave it, you mean like buzz it like a one or something, right? Or do you just mean bick it?
Well, I meant bick it, but I'm saying just go for it is what I'm saying. If that means shave it to a one, maybe that's fine too. I'll leave you to be.
Well, do you know why I shaved to a one for a long time is because you have enough hair on the top. It just looks like you're going bald, but you still have hair. Now, if I did that, it's such a cul-de-sac. He wouldn't have a true cul-de-sac yet because he has so many follicles up top.
Oh, okay. Well, do a one first and see how you feel about it. But I'm just saying, you know, it's like this is the Trey Lance. This is let's get on the field right away. And by the time it's winning time, Josh Allen, you've been in the league for 3 years already and you're ready to make some plays.
Yeah. Problem is there's no Jimmy Garoppolo in this analogy to hold you over. So yeah, you're right.
Just him. But I say, given the age, if he was 37, I'd say, let's hold on at 23. Let's take this thing head on. Let's own it. And, let's attack our mid 20s with confidence.
Fuck yeah. You nailed that one, guy. That's a good opinion right there.
All right. Plus I felt like I don't want to do like four save it's off the top of the segment, you know.
Well, to me, age. If you're going to come into our segment,
we're developing
age does
some
matter.
Theories here. Yeah, tell us your age.
The age matters because you're right. Like if you're 40, you're like, all right, hold on. But if you're in your mid to early 20s, like it's inevitable, guys.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. All right, that's a good. That's good. Yeah. So far, I guess should we keep track of this? We've got three save it's. And one shave it so far in the history of this.
I think to get a true gauge, we do need the multiple angles. The front on angle is really, really difficult.
Yeah.
I think three angles, side, top, front, and age. And, you know, I don't mind, like, you know, relationship status because and you're married, like, what are you doing? I've always wondered that about LeBron. Huge reason most of us are self-conscious about it. It's like, well, I don't even have a real job yet. I don't have a wife. And then you realize, no, that shit matters. Like, LeBron, you're married and rich. Like, what are you? You're just insecure to be insecure about it. Like, your wife loves you. The team, you're great at your job. Like, what are Durant's the same way? They're just truly male insecure about hair, which we all are to our core about it. But as you get older, it's more about the other stuff, right? But if you unless your wife like mandates you keep it, which could be the case.
All right.
Someone might grab
it. That's a good shave it or save it right there. But again, if it's thin, you can't, what do you grab it on to?
Like, and then all of a sudden it's coming out. You're grabbing batches. Yeah.
So that's a good, keep sending us submissions and I'll try and, you know, this will develop hopefully. Hopefully as it goes. So we gave Tyler a save it. We gave B a save it. We gave Joe the other day a save it. We gave Ryan a shave it. Yeah. But and update us, Ryan. Let us know what you decide.
Yeah. And show us an updated picture if you do shave it.
All right. If you happen to be listening to this podcast, you can go watch the video of this whole conversation on YouTube.
Yeah. Haber Middlecoff YouTube channel. Go subscribe.
Okay. We'll be back live on the channel on Sunday with another podcast. And we'll be back in your podcast feed on Sunday night as usual. Anything else?
No, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Have a good weekend.
Thanks for hanging, y'all.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.